Deutsche Welle News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. The German President Christian Wolff has announced his resignation. In a statement at the Bellevue Presidential Palace, Wolff acknowledged that he had lost the trust of the German people, making it impossible to continue in a role that is meant to serve as a moral compass for the nation. Wolff made the announcement one day after a German prosecutor in the northern city of Hanover applied for his immunity to be lifted. In December, questions emerged about Wolff's relationships with wealthy friends while he was Premier of Lower Saxony State. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that her ruling coalition will work with the opposition Social Democrats and the Green Party to find a consensus candidate. Germany has welcomed the passing of a resolution by the UN General Assembly backing an Arab League plan that calls for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Chancellor Angela Merkel, however, appealed to Russia and China to reconsider their stance. Both countries had voted against the resolution that is non-binding, just as they had vetoed a similar resolution in the UN Security Council that would have led to sanctions if it had been passed. Meanwhile, Syrian government forces renewed their bombardment of the opposition stronghold of Homs as a Chinese minister arrived for talks on the crisis with embattled President Bashar al-Assad. China's embassy in Damascus said Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Xie Xun would meet his Syrian counterpart on Friday night, hold talks with Assad on Saturday, and also meet opposition figures in Damascus. In the United States, a Moroccan man was arrested Friday in a sting operation as he tried to carry out an al-Qaeda suicide bombing in the U.S. Capitol. The FBI said it conducted an undercover operation as part of a long-standing terrorism probe of the suspect who was arrested near the Capitol building as he allegedly hoped to detonate it, what he believed to be live explosives. The Justice Department identified the man as Amina Al-Khalifi, a 29-year-old immigrant from Morocco living illegally in the U.S. state of Virginia. Khalifi made an initial appearance Friday before a federal judge and was charged with attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction against U.S. property. European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton and US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have welcomed Iran's willingness to resume talks on its nuclear program. After a meeting with Clinton in Washington, Ashton said she was cautiously optimistic that Tehran would return to the negotiating table. Clinton urged Iran to come up with a solution to the nuclear conflict. Iran's nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili had proposed resuming talks as soon as possible in a letter to Ashton. The West suspects that Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons. Republican Governor Chris Christie has vetoed a bill to make New Jersey the latest U.S. state to legalize gay marriage. Christie, a rising star in the U.S. Republican Party, accompanied his vote with a call for lawmakers in the state, Capital Trenton, to appoint an advocate for same-sex couples under the state's existing civil union law. The Democrat-controlled New Jersey legislature does not appear to have enough votes to override Christie's vote. Meanwhile, in Maryland's capital, Annapolis, the House of Delegates voted 71-67 to approve legislation to allow gay marriage, prompting cheers from a packed chamber gallery after 2 hours of debate. The bill heads to the state Senate, which last year approved similar legislation and is widely expected to do so again. Italian anti-mafia prosecutors have arrested 8 people and seized fake US Treasury bonds with a face value of 4.6 trillion euros, or over a third of US national debt. The bonds were found in reinforced metal crates in the Swiss city of Zurich. Officers say faking bonds is not unusual, and many such operations are doomed to failure, but they say this was the largest fraud action of its kind ever. The U.S. Secret Service and U.S. technical experts assisted Italian police in the probe. Nigel Tandy, DW News.